This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It's a pretty hectic few days. Got Tony in place and traveled up here with the team, and I just needed a couple days. As pertains to the decision, in pro sports and team sports, there come times where the go-forward look at things involve different voice and a head coaching change to receive that voice. And, you know, ultimately, I'm stretching back into early last summer. This is a team that we feel has been collectively and individually to varying degrees underperforming its talent level. And we want something new in order to hopefully restore them to the level of play that we expect of ourselves.
So that was Mike Elias around 5:30 yesterday talking about a lot of stuff, including his process and just why it took him so long to talk, et cetera, et cetera. We'll have more from Mike in a minute. The Orioles went out afterwards and lost for the 8th straight time, 9 out of 10. They're currently playing scoreless in the 4th inning. But what did you get out of what the general manager had to say yesterday?
Well, I mean, maybe this is just the hopeful part of me speaking, but it seemed fair to me to infer that this change, really, the impetus was top down. And he kept talking about this intensity and sort of the frequency of his discussions with ownership. And, you know, we'll get into all the clips in the next segment of the most pertinent ones. But, you know, he talked about sort of, he was asked about job security and he referred to his personal situation and trying to do what's best for the team, regardless of that. Again, the reporter in me says that's him. That's a little tell from him that he has been put on the clock and that he's being evaluated in a much more urgent day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month way than he ever has been previously during his very long tenure here under two different owners. So I think you could read it that way. I hope I'm reading it correctly. I still think he's the last person in the world who I would trust to dig out of his own mess. I mean, he poisoned this thing systematically over 3 years, and now you're telling me in less than 3 months he's going to fix it or be the guy to at least try to stop the bleeding and reverse course? I think he is dogmatic. I think he is a zealot who has convinced himself that he is the smartest man in baseball and he has the best front office team in baseball. And if you just give him enough time, might be 25 years, they'll eventually be right. And I don't think he changes that all of a sudden because a billionaire has told him, I think your skipper's got to go.
Yeah, I want to focus on the first quote that we came in with, and that was his reasoning why he waited 3 days. And the quote again, it's a pretty hectic few days, got Tony in place, traveled up here with the team, and just needed a couple of days. It was as hectic as anything for Tony Mansellino. And with all due respect to Tony, he's not exactly the most comfortable in a press conference setting. We saw that. We saw that the day of that it happened. We saw open clubhouse where you have Jackson Holliday, one of the youngest guys in the major leagues, addressing a decision that he didn't know until Mike Elias told him, along with the rest of the club. That rubbed me the wrong way.
It was cowardly, quite frankly. I hate to go over the top here, and I'm not going over that. That was cowardly. You hung out Tony Manziello to dry. The players were, like, devastated. They spoke immediately, and he couldn't talk for 3 days?
Cedric Mullins was as emotional as anybody because he obviously was with Hyde from the beginning in 2019 and going all the way down and coming all the way back up and having the 30-30 season. For Mike Elias to not address the media right away, that day, Saturday, rubs me the wrong way. And doing it on a road trip on top of all
limited media.
How long have I been talking about a sense of entitlement, a warped culture, and a lack of basic common emotional intelligence with this front office? How long have I been talking about no bedside manner? How often have I been talking about there's a human element to doing this job that they are incapable? They are cyborgs. They are incapable of even coming close to well below what's expected, let alone meeting the bar, let alone exceeding it. When Manziello says Mike had a really brief meeting with us and that, to tell us and then left, I think it was like really brief, like 90 seconds.
He was asked about that. He said he didn't say much.
How about you're going to tell me not only did he not have time to explain it to the public, their sponsors, their season ticket holders, their Birdland members. Not only did he not owe you an explanation or take any questions about it so that you could be better informed about the course of the organization for 4 whole days. Not only that, but he didn't think, as an alleged leader, as an alleged general manager, that he should spend 15 minutes alone with Jackson Holliday talking to him about it before they met the media. Yeah. Spending maybe a half hour with Adley before, right? How about, where is that? Wait a minute. You didn't have time to come out and answer questions about it. You also didn't have time to coach up your manager, coach up his coaches, explain it in detail to your players. You didn't have time to sell it to them. You know why? Because they're geniuses and we're pissant peasants and they're all knowing and we're just jerk-offs. We're just schmucks. They don't even owe you a modicum of respect as a human being who pays money for their tickets to come out and handle this organizationally like a major league franchise. It's astonishing how little they think of you. Just look at it through this portal. How little they think of their players. You go out there and sell this for me. I'm not even going to have a one-to-one with you and a real heartfelt thing about our future together and how I let you down and what's on Hyder and what's not on Hyder. You just go do that for me to the media.
Yeah,
it was pathetic.
It was a PR failure.
It's beyond PR. Yeah, it's a human being failure.
Yeah, to throw those kids out to dry, hang them out to dry, and have them answer questions while he told everyone it was a hectic few days for him. Like, you're the face.
And this isn't a guy talking about Hyde that was here for a year. Both of you guys, this was both of their big breaks professionally. Mike Elias' first GM job, Brandon Hyde first major league manager job. You guys started this together, went through all of that, and you don't even have the decency to talk about it the day of that you fire him?
He turned himself, personally, individually, Mike Elias turned Brandon Hyde's job security into a 10-day news cycle.
Yes.
He did that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
And he couldn't find the time to talk to his players like human beings, the same players he doesn't know when to call up, doesn't know how to send down, doesn't know how to communicate anything. The same players I told you all along, he's clueless. He's clueless in handling young players. The thing he's lauded for, he's the most clueless at. He doesn't know how to sit there and have a heart-to-heart, man-to-man conversation with people up and down that organization. Yet he had time for every two-bit podcaster he could find, who he thought would ask him softball questions and allow him to sell the vision of Mike Elias with no pushback. Yet when he actually takes action, you saw the kind of person he is.
Jason, I want to ask you before we get moving on previewing the show, et cetera, your reporter instincts. He mentioned a lot of ownership input during this press conference. Were you buying what he was selling as far as how involved they are?
I'm hopeful. There absolutely should be. I mean, like, yeah, is that a far departure from what we heard from Davos, Switzerland, and what we heard after the first victory of the season? It is. But somebody over there has to be smart enough to see, you know, the forest through the trees. And whether it's the big man himself or one of his lieutenants, it seemed like they put Mike Elias on notice. We can only hope that they put Mike Elias on notice. The problem is, again, each day that goes by, each innings that's played, you're closer and closer to the trade deadline, which is your last chance to affect the kind of change they need to change, because you need to get these other teams while they're in the heat of a playoff race, not while they have a 3 and 4 month offseason to think about everything. And again, he should have been fired with Hyde. Anybody who's paid attention to this team knows that. And I'm still hopeful that he will be fired sometime in the next couple of weeks, enough time for somebody else to start massaging this thing and correcting this thing. Because if you think he all of a sudden has seen the light now, then you haven't paid attention to the last 7 years of Orioles baseball and Orioles franchise building and Orioles rhetoric.
Orioles in progress against the Brewers right now. They are up 1-0 in the fourth inning. We'll keep track of that for you as we go. Guest-wise on the program, Gabe Lax covers Major League Baseball for USA Today. Wrote an interesting piece about the Orioles the other day. He joins us at 2:30. A chat with our Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD. He was the star of the Preakness over the weekend. He'll get his thoughts on the firing at 3 o'clock. Best Bets with Tim Murray from Beeson at 3:30. And Ryan Ripken, who you just heard with Bob, joins us at 5.
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll hear from Mike Green's college coach. We'll talk about the Ravens' pass rush and where we think that's going. We'll put a capper on this series and this game when we get there. I just think it is quite rich for Mike Elias to have doubled down on his hitting and pitching people. And we're sitting through this series, and coming into today, they'd played 4 games since they fired Brandon Hyde, and they had struck out 40 times and walked 8 in those games. And you're telling me that in real time, he's telling you, well, we're working on these things and we're correcting. It's arguably the worst 4-game stretch of swing and miss they've had all year. And this happens on the heels of firing the guy who was allegedly holding them back.
By the way, and it continues, they had first and third, nobody out. O'Hearn got a base hit to put him up 1-0. So they had first and third again. 2 strikeouts in a row and a flyout. They only get 1 run. So that's who the Orioles are right now. Coming up next.
And one of the guys who was hitting with people on base went on the IL. And the other, Cedric Mullins, so they refused to hit in the top of their lineups.
Yeah, he was one of the guys that struck out, by the way. Necessary Roughness coming up next. Mike Elias, more from him. Are we buying what he's selling? That's next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.